latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been told not to rush his return from a knee injury following the arrival of Alexis Sanchez from Arsenal. The Swedish superstar took himself out of the first team firing line just after Christmas, fearing he was not operating at his maximum level, having previously been out for 8 months with cruciate damage. Thankfully, the issue is with his other knee, and United insiders have continued to insist there is nothing sinister behind Zlatan's absence, outside of some tendonitis usually associated with a long time out on the sidelines. The Red Devils have entrusted the 36-year-old to go at his own pace and not rush things, which is easier said than done with a character as forceful as the former Paris Saint-Germain star. Meanwhile, Real Madrid midfielder Mateo Kovacic is on Manchester United's radar, but they face strong competition from Inter Milan. After landing Sanchez, Jose Mourinho is looking to strengthen other areas of his squad, and your new midfielder is on his wanted list as doubts around the future of Marouane Fellaini. Mourinho is keen to keep the Belgium international, but he has yet to agree on a new deal, and the Reds boss is having to keep an eye on the market for possible replacements. Kovacic has long been linked after slipping down the pecking order at Real Madrid, and reports claim that Mourinho could try and push a deal through before the transfer window closes next week. And finally, David De Gea is aware Real Madrid are poised to make a renewed attempt to sign him this summer. The European champions have long targeted the United shot stopper. Real saw his move fall through on deadline day in 2015, and they have failed to strike a deal since. United are desperate to keep hold of their world-class goalkeeper, but Jose Mourinho faces a tough battle to fight off his former club, with Real preparing to make another approach. According to reports, Real will try for a third time to sign De Gea, with the operation underway.